Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. I still love you. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 141, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order, along with my family. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we are reading Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word, any part of it that we read. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create within us a pure heart and a right spirit. Fill us with the energy, the strength, the unction, and the anointing, the fruit, and the liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit, and to help us to understand your Holy Word, to love it, to cherish it, to read it, to obey it, and to hide it in our hearts and in the hearts of others who need it as well. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 through 23. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony, and at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. Pardon me. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and on the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched as long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle. They rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to pray along with reading your holy word. Help us to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others, teach it to others, preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 835. Where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. Where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And so the aim of this podcast, my beloved, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, and the giving of the sense of it, the word it is my humble prayer, rather, that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your holy word. I pray that you would fill us with the power, the energy, the strength, the unction, and the anointing, and of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it. to obey it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others. And to preach a holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we are reading today Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to understand it. Give us the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to understand it and to share it and to teach it to others and to preach it to others by your grace. Please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from this time and help us to learn from your holy word every bit of it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Verse 5, then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Now, here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it. First, from the Matthew Henry commentary. In this vision, the prophet sees an ephah, something in the shape of a corn measure. This betokened the Jewish nation. They are feeling the measure of their iniquity. And when it is full, they shall be delivered into the hands of those to whom God sold them for their sins. The woman sitting in the midst of the ephah represents the sinful church and nation of the Jews in their latter and corrupt age. Guilt is upon the sinner as a weight of lead to sink him to the lowest hell. This seems to mean the condemnation of the Jews after they filled the measure of their iniquities by crucifying Christ and rejecting his gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Zechariah sees the ephah with the woman thus pressed in it, carried away to some far country. This intimates that the Jews should be hurried out of their own land and forced to dwell in far countries as they had been in Babylon. There the ephah shall be firmly placed, and their suffering shall continue far longer than in their late captivity. Blindness is happened unto Israel, and they are settled upon their own unbelief. Let sinners fear to treasure up wrath against the day of wrath, for the more they multiply crimes, the faster the measure feels. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to learn our lessons from your Old Testament saints, how you chastised them and dealt with them. Help us to learn today to humble ourselves, repay and humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, seek your face, and get back to you, our first love. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present, and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.